Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A state appeals court has upheld a ruling that blocks the pumping of water near Northwoods Lake. The company hoped a higher court would give the green light to pump water in Presque Isle. Trig Solberg's Carlin Club wants to take 18,000 gallons of water a day out of a well near Carlin Lake, bottle it, sell it. Tuesday, the Wisconsin State Court of Appeals essentially said the Carlin Club would need to look elsewhere. The court upheld Judge Leon Sten's 2017 decision in Vilas County Court to block the Carlin Club from building anything that would pump water from the area. The Court of Appeals rejected four of the Carlin Club's five arguments, calling one absurd. The court did rule that the Carlin Lake Association could not be included as a party to the action on the appeal, but the property owners themselves still could, thus not changing the lower court's ruling. People living around the lake have fought the plan for years. A companion dog for an area veteran has been selected by five Northland Pines 8th graders as they are required for their capstone project, a required activity that benefits a community or person in a positive way. The five, Sophia Simak, Emma Perry, Emily Wallach, Emma Broad, and Sabrina Carlson, are in the Middle School of Options and Applied Research and selected the companion dog project. They report having some delays in finding a veteran that may need or want a companion dog. Sophia Simak says they would like the veteran to pick out the dog at the Vilas County Animal Shelter. Emma Perry said they would make weekly visits to the shelter to bond with the dog. The five have raised funds and all vaccinations are paid. The five SOAR students appreciate the assistance of the Vilas County Veterans Service Department and also thank Denny Gieseman of the Eagle River VFW, Melissa Klesig of the Vilas County Humane Society, and Jody Dillahunt. Last fall, a 911 dispatcher talked a pregnant West St. Paul woman through a CPR process that saved her husband's life. Now, as Dan Hyman reports, Ashley Getty is backing what some call common sense legislation to make that possible across Minnesota.
It was the day before Getty was scheduled to give birth, but her otherwise healthy 28-year-old husband suddenly went into cardiac arrest. Luckily, she says the 911 operator knew what to tell her and coached her through giving chest compressions until the ambulance got there.
The doctors told me Andrew wouldn't have survived without it. And if I would have had to have just stood there and watched him die, the entire experience was traumatic as it was, but nobody should have to just hold tight until help arrives.
Her husband recovered in the same hospital where she soon gave birth to a healthy baby boy. Getty says not every Minnesota 911 dispatcher is trained in telephone CPR. Bipartisan bills now before the legislature would require they be trained or able to quickly transfer the call to someone who is. For more on the story and the legislation, go to yourthecure.org/Ashley. Dan Hyman reporting.
Last April in Wisconsin, then-Governor Scott Walker signed into law a bill allowing trained 911 dispatchers to give CPR instructions over the phone. A key fundraiser for the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry is set for May 4th at the Holiday Acres Resort on Lake Thompson near Rhinelander. The 4th Annual Garden Fresh Salad Bowl brings salads from 12 Rhinelander area restaurants, and it also offers new plants for sale. Food Pantry spokesperson Tammy Landis tells us more.
Come out for a nice event, get to go through the buffet and enjoy the buffet and the 12 salads. We also have bakery desserts from Golden Harvest, and Nicolet Culinary School of Arts is also participating. So we have some real nice people that are getting involved.
The luncheon buffet is from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. There is also wood-turned items, a raffle, and silent auction items. Tickets can be purchased at the Briar House, Fourth Floral, Latitudes, People State Bank, or at the Rhinelander Food Pantry. Live music, raffles, and silent auctions are also included. More information is available at the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry, their website, or Facebook page. And Governor Evers says he is not questioning Adjutant General Donald Dunbar's leadership of the Wisconsin National Guard, even though he's calling for a review of the Guard's sexual misconduct policies. The U.S. Air Force is currently investigating sexual assault and harassment allegations within a Wisconsin Air National Guard security unit. The allegations date back nearly 17 years. Evers and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin announced this week their request for an extensive review has been granted. The weather forecast for this afternoon, sunny, high near 51, windy though. For tonight, clear, low 27, Saturday, cloudy, high 43, And then Sunday, sunny with a high again near 51. Slight chance of rain, maybe mixed with snow on Monday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.